Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kinnear, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. On today's show, I have Brittany Kimball. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning, Carol.
Brittany is a registered nurse and also a certified lactation consultant with a couple more letters in the beginning, which I will let her explain. But Brittany works for our Way Memorial Women's Health Center, correct?
Yes, that's right.
So can you tell us, we're here actually to talk about National Breastfeeding Awareness Week, yes. But can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. Well, thank you. I am happy to be here. I would like to start off by sharing with everyone what I do in hopes to really increase awareness of what support is available for our breastfeeding families. I am a registered nurse and I am an internationally board certified lactation consultant, IBCLC. It sounds really fancy, but it's a very well needed, skilled person to help moms with breastfeeding. And I work here at Women's Health Center in Honesdale. I also work at Way Memorial Hospital right here in Honesdale, and I'm available to assist mothers with breastfeeding after they give birth. A lot of people might not know this, but I can also assist moms at any time during their breastfeeding journey. I'm available to all the patients who deliver at Way Memorial Hospital, but as well as those who delivered at different hospitals, as long as their baby is being seen by one of our CHC pediatricians in the pediatric practices of Northeastern PA group. So that's nice,
right,
to offer that care to all women, as long as they're in that, pediatrician group for their baby.
Right. Because, Way Memorial, helps, and we have a great, maternity, and women's health department, but sometimes people may need a little bit more specialty care, but they come back to this area and they use our pediatric services. So that's great that you have extended that to, to those moms and families that, are planning to breastfeed. So that's great.
Yes. I'm very happy that we're able to extend that care.
Mm-hmm. So it's World Breastfeeding Week. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how that started?
Absolutely. Yes. So World Breastfeeding Week, it's an annual worldwide celebration. It's held every year from August 1st through the 7th. And what it is, it's a network of many different individuals and organizations that want to really protect, promote, and support breastfeeding. The campaign is held every year during this week, and it's just to bring awareness to how important breastfeeding is and how we can support and encourage women. This year, the campaign is it's going to focus on how breastfeeding contributes to the survival, health, and well-being of all, and how important it is to protect breastfeeding. The campaign slogan itself states, "Protect breastfeeding, a shared responsibility." And what this means, the theme is really focusing on providing support at all levels of our society, such as individual, the healthcare system, the workforce, and communities in general. And since we are coming out of this COVID-19 pandemic, we really do have an opportunity to build back better. And so I think with this theme, the goal is to create what is called a warm chain of support for breastfeeding. This warm chain of support will really help build an enabling environment for breastfeeding and protect against any negative influences that might be out there.
Right. And because it is, what you talked about before with partnerships with the hospital, with women's health, with pediatrics, this theme definitely, goes worldwide and brings many, many partners together, businesses that you talked about, workforces, community, which is so important to support breastfeeding.
Oh, yes, it absolutely is. When everybody's involved, it's going to really help the families have support in all different directions.
Okay. And so, how is Way Memorial Hospital and Women's Health creating that warm chain of support that you talked about for breastfeeding?
Yeah. So we actually start off by providing support during the pregnancy. Right now, we're offering a private prenatal lactation consult to every mother who wishes to breastfeed their baby. At this visit, we discuss how to latch your baby, how to know if your baby's getting enough milk, different breastfeeding positions, how to order the breast pump, and more importantly, it addresses any fears or questions they might have about breastfeeding. I really think that this visit really establishes a good support. It provides accurate information to help create breastfeeding success.
And you know, when you said about, you know, the prior to, you know, having the baby to give that support and, you know, how to latch on, I have to think of that commercial where the mom helps her daughter with the baby that latches on and the different position. I mean, I know, but it's just a warming, you know, commercial that's out there that shows the benefit of breastfeeding and how not to give up. And that's right. One of your goals is not, you know, to let them give up, to really help them and guide them.
Right. And to help through those rough patches that could definitely be there. And I think the education during pregnancy really provides that confidence to go through those hurdles once baby is here.
Right.
And that's, you know, and that's another thing. After a mother gives birth, there are many skilled registered nurses and board certified lactation consultants that are available to help moms who choose to breastfeed. Even after a mom is discharged from the hospital, if she has any questions or concerns, she can call Women's Health Center. She's able to come in for a visit with myself as needed. And like I said earlier, this also applies to the patients who deliver at different hospitals, but maybe their baby is seeing a pediatrician in the pediatric practices of Northeastern PA group. So those moms are able to call us and I can meet with them right at the pediatrician's office. And then we also have a social media support page on our Facebook group called the Latch Lounge. And that really is a nice place for mothers to connect with each other and support each other to just have that additional layer of support.
And do you help with that?
Oh, absolutely. Group? Yes. And on that group, myself, among other board certified lactation consultants, are there to kind of help answer questions or give guidance. But often, which I think is really special, is we see the mothers supporting and encouraging mm-hmm. each other. So that's a great, great thing to see.
Right, because sometimes, you know, moms are afraid to reach out to certain individuals because they feel they may not understand. But this group, you know, everyone is in the same situation. You right. know, you have a group of moms that are breastfeeding, and then you have, you know, awesome professionals like yourself to there to help, to answer questions, to support, which is so important.
Yes, it really is.
But, you know, I know that you have done some work out in the community. So can you share how our local community is becoming that warm chain of support also?
Yeah, so this is exciting. Recently, we completed a community outreach project that was funded through a grant that we got to help increase our own breastfeeding initiation rates. But with the grant project, we reached out to local businesses to see if they would be interested in displaying a breastfeeding welcome here sign. And we had a total of 18 businesses participate with this project. And so they are now displaying this sign. And you know, it's a simple sign, but it's such a nice gesture to show support for our breastfeeding families in our community. Now that many families are starting to dine out more in public, this sign really welcomes mothers to feed their babies if they too need to eat. I couldn't be more proud of our community and the town of Honesdale. I really am so, so happy about this.
Me too. And I always say that we do have a unique community. They're always open to helping and supporting, you know, many of the initiatives that Way Memorial Hospital and the Way Memorial Community Health Center does. Really, we all work as a team here, which is so amazing. But, you know, can you, you know, explain why breastfeeding support is so important?
Absolutely. So breast milk, you know, it really does provide the most ideal nutrition for a baby. It has the perfect blend of vitamins, proteins, and fats. It also contains something called antibodies that can help fight off bacteria and viruses. And it lowers the risks of a baby developing asthma or allergies. And, you know, babies that are exclusively fed breast milk without any formula have a much lower risk of developing things like ear infections, respiratory infections, and gastrointestinal infections that can cause diarrhea.
Yeah, great. And, you know, those are just benefits for the baby and the infant. What about moms? Are there benefits for the mom?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I think that sometimes we forget about those, and they are really important. So, you know, there are benefits for a mom to breastfeed. Breastfeeding burns many calories. So it can help a mother lose the, you know, the pregnancy weight a little bit faster. it also releases this hormone called oxytocin, which is the love hormone. And so not only do you feel a sense of love and just, you know, warmth when you're breastfeeding your baby, but for your body, it helps your uterus contract to get back down to the pre-pregnancy size, which helps prevent bleeding. And it just overall helps the healing process after giving birth. So yes, there are plenty of benefits. Another benefit, Carol, which I find really awesome, is that it can save a family on average $1,700 a year in formula costs, which is huge. And so, you know, not only formula costs, but you have your bottles, you have the pacifier, you're the nipples, things like that, that you would have to pay for.
Right, right. Yeah. And that is a huge cost savings if you think about
that. Oh, yes. It really is.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, can breastfeeding be difficult, though? Do you notice, do you find that in your practice?
Absolutely. And, you know, that is something that I do find, you know, a lot of people want to breastfeed and they plan because they hear that it's so important for their baby and for them, and they want to, but it can absolutely be difficult and challenging. And so, you know, it's natural, but it doesn't always come easy. There are many different challenges, from latching problems to maybe if their baby's not gaining enough weight. There are many different hurdles a mother can come across. That's why I think it's so important to have friends and family and a community that supports a mother's decision to breastfeed. If a mother has this support and professional help, she can really overcome many of these problems. I am a lactation consultant, so naturally I help a lot of women breastfeed, but I also help women who aren't able to have a full milk supply. I'm able to help women do something called combination feeding, where they do some breastfeeding and some formula feeding. And I really think just supporting the mother and the family in general is the most important part of my job.
Right, because it's really, when you talk about breastfeeding, it's not all or none, correct?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the goal is to exclusively breastfeed. You know, you want to provide as much breast milk as possible, but every single drop counts. And so any amount of breast milk is good for your baby. And mm-hmm. the bond that you have, knowing that you're feeding your baby your milk that is specifically created for your baby and it can only be made by you, is really a wonderful thing.
Exactly. And you know, and if a mom does have to go back to work, you can help them with the pumping aspect, right? And how to store that milk. And
absolutely, yes. And you know, that's something else that I do for every patient who comes into the practice. You know, if they want to breastfeed, I think that it's important to get a breast pump. And so we you know, can order that breast pump. We send our breast pump orders to Stevens Pharmacy right here in Honesdale. And they're able to pick up the pump on their way home from the hospital. And so I can definitely go over how to use that pump, how to make sure it fits correctly, so that it doesn't hurt and that they're able to provide that milk to their baby in a bottle if they need to go back to work or if their baby's not latching.
Right.
Things like that.
Or even, you know, to sometimes have the you know, the father of the baby breastfeed, or family member that may need to take care of them, correct? So you can continue that breast milk supply, but in a bottle form.
Oh, absolutely. You know, if a mother is planning on going back to work and the baby does need to take a bottle, I usually recommend around 3 to 4 weeks giving the baby one bottle of breast milk a day. That will really help that baby be able to breastfeed and bottle feed without having any confusion going back and forth.
That is so awesome. So, you know, Brittany, we talked a lot today. Thank you so much for sharing all of your knowledge and information. But, you know, if anyone is listening today, how can they get in touch with you?
Oh,
that's important.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can contact me at Women's Health Center right here in Honesdale. And so you can call me at 570-253-0333. And, I'm sorry, it's sorry about that. I had something else in my mind. It's 570-253-3005. Yes, 253-3005.
Yes. And we'll make sure when we do, because for those of you that may be only catching the tail end, we will have this posted on our website at WMH.org.
Yes.
And so I'll make sure we have that number there also.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
Don't worry. Eventually, I know one time I'm going to give my cell phone number out. But, you know, it's going to happen. What are you going to do?
Absolutely.
So, Brittany, thank you so much for being on the show today and talking about, you know, breastfeeding. breastfeeding and the awareness and how important it is for, you know, our community, our world to support this initiative. Definitely. Yes.
Well, thank you again, Carol. I really hope that this segment, you know, shed some light on what we can do here at Wayne Memorial Hospital and Women's Health Center and how we can support families.
Again, yes, thank you. I totally agree with that statement. Again, this is Carol Knier, Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager, wishing you a great day, and thank you for listening.